Hey, Devin.
Hey, how you doing this morning?
Have you ever been to the Hilltop Steakhouse?
No.
Where would you say is the best place in our fine states to get a steak?
My favorite is probably Del Frisco's.
Oh, Del Frisco's is fantastic. What a nice view there, too.
Yeah.
Now, listen, when you go out, like when the defense goes out, who pays? It's got to be Will Fork.
well, we don't usually go out as a whole defense. Most of the time, it's like the whole DBs, the whole secondary will go out.
Oh, so who ends up? Do you end up paying for everybody, or how does it? You guys play credit card roulette or what?
Credit card roulette is our specialty.
That's the best way. Nice.
It's the best way to do it if you have a lot of money.
It's the best way.
If you're a guy like me, you got to stay away from that.
Could you imagine
if I got like an $800 tab? Can I wash the dishes?
Hey, so speaking of Vince, I mean, big loss, and I wanted to know defense wise how much that affected you guys in the loss last week.
Around here, it's always, you know, next guy up and the next guy steps up and plays. And, you know, those guys did actually a pretty good job, you know, of playing and, you know, trying to replace a guy like Vince. But I think everyone knows his impact is huge. So I'm just focused on the next guy stepping up and playing. And we have some young guys that I think have shown encouraging signs. And we just got to help them out. And other guys on the defense have to step up and play good.
But you look. I mean, you look at. So, if you looked at some of the success that they may have had running the ball, you wouldn't put that necessarily on Vince not being there to stop up the middle.
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think it would be kind of foolish of us to, you know, every team we play from now on to try to think about how it'd be different with Vince there, because you know he's not there and he's not going to be there this year. So I think we have to just focus on what we have to do to stop the run and different things that we'll do game plan wise, and then guys stepping up and playing well.
You look at that New Orleans and Drew Brees, and I wanted to know where I think he sometimes gets overlooked. Well, whether it's Aaron Rodgers or Brady or whoever everybody's talking about, but where do you rank him NFL quarterback wise?
Oh, I think he's one of the best in the NFL. You can't take that away from a guy that's done it year in and year out. I know maybe when other people, you know, do the different rankings and all that, they may leave him out. But, you know, he's a guy when he's on your schedule, you know it's going to be a tough game because, for one, offensively, they do so many different things. And I think the key is when you know there's a guy under center that's going to find the open guy, that puts a lot of responsibility on you defensively to cover everyone and make sure you're always set, because if you leave one guy uncovered that might not be their top weapon, it doesn't matter because Drew Brees is going to go through his progression and find him. So I know defensively we look at him as a top quarterback in the NFL.
Jimmy Graham, being a big guy, tall as he is, very, very difficult to cover.
Yeah, and I think what makes him also is how they use him. They don't make it easy for you by lining him up in the tight end position and letting you, you know, jam him with a guy on the defensive line and the linebacker. They move him everywhere, you know. So we have to have an awareness, just not from one position, but as a whole defense of where he aligns on each play and, you know, seeing how our game plan and whatever call we're in tells us to cover him and how we're going to do it. Because if you look at his numbers throughout the first five games of the season, I mean, he's doing everything for them, and he's a big part of a lot of being successful on offense.
Now, speaking of game planning, Greg just brought up Jimmy Graham. How do you guys game plan for Darren Sproles now being the X factor? After you cover the wide receivers, then you cover the tight end, and now you got the little guy coming out the backfield.
You try to surround him, get as many guys to him when he gets the ball in his hands. But he's another tough guy just because they use him in so many different positions. And I think that's what makes their whole offense tough, because you know, they create different matchups and things that will help them by getting one-on-one matchups with players. But, you know, we're working hard this weekend, studying a lot of film, and, you know, guys are practicing hard just to try to be prepared for different things they're going to do. We know they're going to have some things that we haven't seen that will be specific to us.
Devin McCourty, our guest on the Hillman Huddle today. Would there be anything different when it comes to our tight ends in this game on Sunday, Devin?
What do you mean?
I'm trying to trick you into telling us whether Gronk is playing or not. That's really about. That's basically what I mean.
Oh no, I'm not. I don't know. I know he's working hard. Uh-huh. He's trying. He's trying to come back, but whenever he does, he'll be ready to go.
Uh-huh, he will be. He'll be ready to go.
Now, yeah. I have a very important question. I need to know if when you're out in public or if you're at a game and you see a woman that has your jersey on.
Oh, yeah. This is Spaz's theory, Devin. Yes. Go ahead, Spaz.
I have a theory that if a player sees a woman with their jersey on,
they are more likely to be able to talk to that woman.
Right.
He feels like the woman automatically likes them because they have the jersey on.
I won't say she automatically likes you, but yeah, you have a easy way. A woman's wearing your jersey, so that could be your opening line.
Oh, see, Spaz, you're right about that theory.
It makes me super jealous because, you know, like if I have a girlfriend that happens to like a number of the guys on your team, and when she has a jersey on, I'm always like, you know, if you saw that guy in public, you'd probably leave and go with him, wouldn't you? You know what I'm saying?
She'll probably still think you're the best guy in the world.
That's nice.
See, Devin's saying he wouldn't steal. You wouldn't steal Spaz's girlfriend. Is that what you're saying, Devin?
No, I wouldn't do that.
No, just one and out. I gotcha. Quick interception. Take it for six, and then you'd be like, all right, I gotta go. On to the next.
Hey, is it tough for the defense when they see what Tom Brady's going through, what the receivers are going through? Is it tough for you guys not to get frustrated with the offense?
No, we have incredible belief that no matter what the situation is, you know, if we get the ball back to our offense, that we have a high chance of winning the game. And, you know, for me, that's my fourth year here, and it's been proven. So there's no reason for us to get frustrated or stop believing. You know, we've lost one game, and, you know, that just lets you know you got to get back on the practice field, work hard, and see what you have to do to improve. And it's not just the offense that needs to improve. We have to improve as a team right now. And there's different things, both sides and special teams, that we could do differently to better our chances of winning this week, and that's what we're focused on.
All right. Well, there are many that believe we'll find out again whether this New England Patriots team is for real on Sunday. So it's
quick special teams question.
Yes.
Last week you had to return kickoffs again because of Leon Washington getting hurt at the beginning of the game. How does that affect your play on defense that you have to play a little bit extra and return the kickoffs?
Not much. You know, conditioning is something that we focus on here. So, you know, just that one play, I think I had three kickoff returns, doesn't really, you know, affect me defensively. It'd be different if, you know, you had like 10 returns in a game or something crazy like that. But, you know, just to do that and fill in for Leon wasn't a big deal for me.
Could you play receiver if necessary?
I don't know. That's a big challenge right there. you know why
DBs aren't receivers? Can't catch the ball.
That's what they say. I don't know if it's true, though.
All right, Devin. Good luck on Sunday.
Thanks, man.